Now, this week I want to talk about the message is, you have nothing to fear. You are protected in all ways. This is what we're going to be working on, building our faith and knowing that we are protected in all ways. Now, you know, the funny thing about this, last night I'm sitting there on the computer and I'm putting down my final points because I always make notes on these little yellow sticky pads. So I got all these little sticky pads and I start to put them onto the computer and I'm sitting there and I'm working away on, you know, my document. And I hear this ruckus outside. There's this helicopter circling right over the building. And I see a spotlight coming around onto our balcony. And I go to the window because it's such a noise. And I'm going, what the heck is going out there? Here we have 5 or 6 police cars and a helicopter circling above. And it tells me there's been some sort of high-speed chase. There's some sort of felon in the area. Somebody's on the run from something. And they got a major police presence right there in front of my building. And they're searching for this guy. So I know he's in my neighborhood. He's on my street. And my message that I'm working on is that I'm protected in all ways. Sometimes when you see that, you go, really? Am I protected? And that's exactly why we got to strengthen our faith muscles and get the understanding that God is protecting us in all situations in here. Because out there, there are things that are going to happen close to us, that are going to happen near to us. Sometimes there are events and tragedies and disasters that will take place. But we've got to know without a doubt and believe in our hearts that we are protected. God never said that we wouldn't come up against temptation or that we wouldn't come up against challenges or that there wouldn't be a speed bump in the road. He didn't say that. But he did say he would help us to overcome it. He did say that he would protect us from it. He did say that he would lift us up to a new height. So we've got to know that there are things out there that, you know, that will pop up. But we are protected in all ways. There is no situation that God cannot completely protect us from. And this is what we are going to be building and getting into our hearts. I want you to have the understanding that there is no situation. Let's go to Psalms 91, verse 4. This is what they're saying. He shall cover you with his feathers. This is God. God's got you covered with his feathers. In other words, he's got a wing over you. You know how they have the little chickens? The chickens out on the farm, I used to see them, and they'd have the little chicks, and they would sometimes put a wing over their little chicks to keep them warm, to protect them, so that those little chicks knew that they were okay. They were protected. God has got a wing over you. His feathers are on you. So he's watching over you like that. He's got you protected. He's, you know, and under his wing, you shall take refuge. That means you are protected. You are protected from all things. God has that kind of protection over you. Now, build that understanding into your heart so you know that you are protected. What are we protected against? We are protected against evil. We are protected against disease, no matter what the name of it is. Because sometimes we'll think, oh, that's a new one. Probably God didn't know about that one. No, God knew about that one too, because he knew the beginning from the end. He knows all the names of all the diseases that all the doctors are going to come up in all of history. And he has said, you are protected against all diseases. You are protected against loss, if you lose your keys or if you lose some money. God is protecting you against that. He will restore it for you. He will help you to find it, or he'll restore it, and he will increase it. You are protected against poverty when you're with God, meaning he is watching over you financially. He is providing for you. He is making sure that you have all that you need. You will not fall into that because you are protected from it. You're protected from failure. Even when you do something completely boneheaded, completely idiotic. You know, you think about it later and think, how could I possibly have done that? All you've got to know is God is going to turn it around and God is going to make it work out in your favor because you are protected from failure. We don't have to fear failure because we are protected from it. That is one of the great things when we are working with God. He is even protecting us from ourselves. And when we get, you know this, you know that, man, sometimes you're not the brightest or the sharpest tool in the shed. But you can be knowing that God is protecting you even from yourself. And that's a good thing. He's protecting you from disaster. This world does have disasters that take place. There are hurricanes, there are earthquakes, there are tornadoes. You know, there are volcanoes. You know, there's lightning. There's all kinds of stuff out there. And those are natural disasters, but there's also physical disasters of people. You know, that person at work that comes in and he's all disheveled and his clothes are all wrinkled and he's, you know, from one end to the other, he's a mess and his coffee is spilling all over the place. Well, you are protected from that disaster as well. You are protected by God in all ways. And protected from sickness, as I said, all sicknesses you are protected from. Your reputation is protected. Your reputation is protected. Now, because sometimes at work, people decide they're going to get ahead in the business. And sometimes the way that they do that is by cutting you down. They start to undermine your reputation. They start to say things to the boss to try to make you look like there's something wrong with you so they can look better. So they begin to work on that, but you don't have to worry about that. Don't spend your time fighting the wind and trying to protect your reputation. Know that you are protected by God. He is even protecting your reputation. When you are with Him, He's got your back covered. He is with you and He is watching over you, and it doesn't matter what that person says about you. He will lift you up into a light, and the boss will look at you and he will see, hey, who's that guy? He looks pretty good. Let's see if he can do this job, and they'll give you the promotion. It doesn't matter how many people are trying to tear you down. Don't waste the time on those little fleas. Don't waste the time on those little problems. Don't get caught up in that. No, you are protected. Your reputation is protected. So don't spend time on that. Keep working the works of the kingdom. Keep doing the works of God. That's where He wants you to be. And when you know that you are protected in all ways, you don't have to worry about it. There are some people, they will envision a light around themselves. They will picture themselves in the light because they'll suddenly realize they're in a dangerous situation. They're trying to protect. So they imagine this white light or some sort of field thing around them so they're protected in some sort of way. The problem with that is, how do you know when trouble is coming? Did you know the vehicle in the next lane was going to get a tire blown out and arrive into your lane? How do you have time to put up your shield, the thing in time? The great thing is when you get the understanding that God has your back and you're protected and you're covered in all ways, when you have that understanding in your heart, the shield is always up. The protection is always there around you. It surrounds you all the days of your life. You are covered and you are backed. It doesn't matter what it comes from, whether it's a natural disaster, whether it's a person, whether it's an accident. It doesn't matter if it's a sickness. It doesn't matter if it's somebody trying to cut you down. It doesn't matter where it comes from or how it comes. The shield of God is around you when you have the understanding that He's got you protected. Reminds me of the great philosopher, M.C. Hammer. You can't touch this, he said. Can't touch this. Now think about that for a moment and take that to heart. You're walking around and you should be saying, can't touch this. And you can't touch this because God is protecting this. Disaster can't touch this. Sickness can't touch this. You can't touch this because I'm protected by God. The co-workers can't touch this. I've got the shield of God around me. It says in Psalms 27, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? What's the answer? Nobody. Nobody, nothing. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? What is the answer? Nobody. Nothing. God has got your back. He's got you covered. Can't touch this. Psalms 32, 7. You are my hiding place. You shall preserve me from trouble. And you shall surround me with songs of deliverance. See, that's a song of deliverance. Can't touch this. Can't touch this. You're protected from this. This is great. I love this. You are surrounded by songs of deliverance. Think about that for a moment. There is heavenly music When God is playing around you, when you have the understanding that I am protected in all situations, I am protected from all things, it doesn't matter where they come from or who has orchestrated them, it doesn't matter if it's forces of darkness, I am protected. God has me protected. Songs of deliverance. They're going to lift me up, those heavenly songs, and they're going to deliver me out of whatever it is. I'm protected from it. I love that. That is an incredible and powerful verse that we see there. Songs of deliverance. He's going to preserve me from trouble, it says. Preserve me. You're protected. He's going to surround me with those songs of deliverance. They're all around me. There's no opening. There's no space. Can't touch this. Right? Psalm 31, if we look at that one, it's talking about in verse 14. But as for me, I trust in you, O Lord. I say, you are my God. My times are in your hand. Deliver me from the hand of my enemies and from those who persecute me. You are my Lord. When we make Jesus our Lord and we say, you're with me, I'm going to rely on you. I'm going to trust in you. You know, like I was saying, some people are trying to protect themselves and creating all kinds of shields and barriers, but they don't know when the trouble is coming. They don't know what kind of trouble it's going to be. They're not ready for it. But the Lord always is ready. He's already won the battle. Now, this is a key point here. He's already won the battle. It doesn't matter what the situation or the struggle or the trauma or the difficulty or the disaster. It doesn't matter what the thief looks like. It doesn't matter whether he's coming in the back door or the front door. It doesn't matter because the Lord has already won that battle. And when you receive the Lord into your heart, you are with him, you receive the victory. You receive the victory over that situation, no matter what it looks like, no matter where it's coming from, no matter what it's called. You receive the victory. When you have that understanding in your heart that you have the victory, the battle has been won, then you begin to receive the victory. You begin to walk in victory every single day. It is easy for you. You fear nothing. You fear nothing because you know there is that wall of protection around you. You fear nothing because you know I've already won this battle. I've already won it. You can laugh in the face of it. Can't touch this. Because God is upon you. And he is surrounding you. And he is filling you. And he is watching over you in all ways. Check this out. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Now, these are the troubles of Paul. Listen to what Paul went through. From the Jews, 5 times I received 40 stripes minus 1, whippings. 3 times I was beaten with a rod. 1 I was stoned. 3 I was shipwrecked. A night and a day I have been in the deep. In journeys, often in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils of the Gentiles, in perils of the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and toil, in sleeplessness, often in hunger and thirst, in fasting, often in cold and nakedness. Now you might hear that and go, boy, that sounds pretty bad. The whole point is, he lived! He lived is what I hear in there. He lived no matter what came at him. They stoned him, he lived. They beat him, he lived. Shipwrecks, he lived. He continued to live no matter what. Why? Because he was protected by God. Remember, we talked about Paul. His mind is renewed and transformed. He's not affected by what he sees. It doesn't matter what they do to him because he is walking in heaven with God, meaning the full fortress and refuge of God is around him and on him, and it doesn't matter what he has gone through. I don't know if any of you have had a life like that. Can you compare your life to him? I mean, I've received a few beatings and a few stonings, my fair share, but you know what? Nothing compared to this. You know, I've only been in a couple of shipwrecks, so he's got me beat. But the point is, he lived. It doesn't matter what tries to come against you. God will turn it around for your good. He will lift you up He will transform you. You are protected in all ways. He's got your back. I love this one in Ephesians 6:16, the armor of God. And above all, take the shield of faith with which you are able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. This armor of God includes a shield that stops those fiery darts. You've got that shield around you. You've got that refuge around you. You are protected by God. His armor is upon you. His wing is over you. You are in his shadow. He is watching you in all ways. He's not going to let you dash your foot against a stone. His angels will lift you up into the light. He will restore you, strengthen you, and protect you. When we renew our minds and our hearts are filled with the understanding that we are protected and we have nothing, nothing to fear, then we can march forward as the army of God, doing and fulfilling his plan that he put into our hearts and that he gave us, because there is nothing we won't stop from doing, because we know that we are protected in all ways, that God has our back. And that's a freeing feeling. God has always wanted to liberate us. That's why Jesus came and walked on the earth, to bring liberty, to bring freedom. He even protects us from death. Because Jesus went on to die for us so we would not have to die. We don't even have to die. We are protected from that because we slip out of this body and slip into our spiritual life and continue going. Keep on going. We are protected from death, so we don't have to fear it either. God has us surrounded in all ways. I want you to listen to a few more scriptures here. Let's strengthen those faith muscles. And this time I'm going to get you to participate with me a little bit, so you're going to say them. I want you to listen carefully. Remember, when we're doing these verses, strengthening our faith muscle, we want to take them in our eyes. So I want you to look at this later so you see it. Why do I say that? Because sometimes you see something you don't hear. I often notice I will look at a scripture before we do Bible study. But then I'm reading that scripture during Bible study and I hear something I didn't see. So you're going to listen because you're going to hear something maybe you're not going to see. You're going to say it because sometimes when you say it, you hear something you didn't hear when I was saying it. You want to hear somebody else say it, but you also want to say it yourself. The other thing I noticed that Wise and I were doing this week is we were talking about them. We were conversing a little bit about what was happening there. And that opened understanding. God opened the way just through our questions that we were asking one another. Greater understanding came from the scripture. So that's good too. Also, writing them, I found. I've been writing some of them this week. And I found that when I was writing them down, just copying them, I wasn't changing anything. I was just writing them down. Suddenly, I saw something in the verse. God turned on a light that I didn't see when I was looking and when I was listening and when I was talking. Suddenly it was there. It was always there. But we're doing that to really completely open our hearts to be receptive to it. And then we're meditating on those verses. But let's say a few right now. Because maybe you'll hear something that you didn't hear when I was saying something. All right, go back. We're going to go back to Psalms 91. We're going to go through a few of these. Let me read it first and then I'll tell you what to say. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. All right, so let's say it with me. I will dwell in the secret place of the Most High.
I will dwell in the secret place of the Most High.
And abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
And abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
Here's verse 2. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him I trust. Now say this. I will say of the Lord.
I will say of the Lord.
You are my refuge and my fortress.
You are my refuge and my fortress.
My God.
My God.
And in you I trust.
And in you I trust.
You trust in the Lord. You trust in him. You receive that. Let's go to verse 3. Let me read it. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler. You know what somebody, a fowler is? Somebody that fouls things up. You ever had somebody that fouls stuff up? They just mess things up? They set a trap, you know, because they're always making those mistakes. And from the perilous pestilence. That pestilence is perilous. The perilous pestilence you're protected from. Peter and Paul were protected from the perilous pestilence. That's a lot of peace. All right, say this with me. I am delivered from the snare of the fowler.
I am delivered from the snare of the fowler.
And the perilous pestilence.
And the perilous pestilence.
Now say that 10 times fast, perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wing you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and your buckler. Say it with me. I am taking cover under his feathers.
I am taking cover under his feathers.
And under his wings.
And under his wings.
And I shall take his refuge.
And I shall take his refuge.
He shall be my shield and my buckler.
He shall be my shield and my buckler.
All right. Buckler is like another shield or a thing of protection.
Oh, okay.
So you have another layer of protection in front of you, buckler. So a shield, it's the same as a buckler, you know, but they're emphasizing that you are fully shielded, armored, all right, in all ways. All right, so I hope you've been doing this at home. I hope you've been saying verses at home. Say them in many different ways. Understand, I have the refuge of God. I have the victory of God. I am protected in all ways. God watches out for me. You got the verses all right here to make it really easy. You just got to make it personal. And as you do that, it's getting into the heart. It's filling you up. It's strengthening you. What do you have to fear?
Nothing.
Whom shall you fear?
No one.
That's right. Where are you going?
Everywhere.
You're going everywhere with God. Yeah. You're walking in light. You have nothing to fear of anything. This is the beauty. When we get this in our heart, as we continue to strengthen these faith muscles, fear subsides because you know that God's got your back and you are covered and you know you can't touch this.
Mm-hmm.
And in all, hammer time, that's right. So as you go forward in life, as you go forward in this week, I want you to walk. You are liberated and you are free in all ways, and know that you are protected. You are protected from the top of your head to the tips of your toes. Your soul is protected. Your body is protected. I have one more verse to read you because this was really cool. Let me see if I can find it. Where is it? Oh, here it is. God protects us from sin even. This is an interesting point. I don't want to leave this now. No temptation has overtaken you except such as common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with temptation will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it. So he's not saying that temptation won't come, but he is saying he's going to give you the strength, and he's going to give you the way, and he's going to give you the ability to escape it. So you're going to overcome it. You're going to even overcome sin. Because as we receive the Lord, we have victory over all things. He has already won the battle. We have nothing to fear. We are fully protected when we have that understanding in our heart. So as you go out there this week, know that you are protected from sickness. You are protected from disaster. You are protected from thieves. You are protected from bad jokes. You are protected from sickness. You are protected. Your reputation is protected. God is watching out for you. He loves you. He is watching over you, and he is caring for you in all ways. Be blessed.